I had a guest a few weeks ago. He came to visit me. To Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael. His name was Rav Radnovitz. He was a long-term Talmud of Rav Volbe. And as he was leaving, he has a yeshiva where he, in much of the chinuch and the tipul of the Talmidim is based on Rav Volbe's Mahalchim. So he told me that one of the questions that he poses to Talmidim from time to time is, the person wants to do you a favor. So how do you know if he is really interested in helping you out, or if he really wants to serve his own interests? How do you, can you distinguish in a person who's maybe somewhat manipulative, and a person who really wants to do good? So he often asks the Talmidim, he's surprised that they have trouble trying to give a good litmus test. So he suggested that if you watch this person, this is Goyim al-Chasodim, and you see him in other circumstances, and you see that whatever happens, he, b'teva, by nature, wants to do good, so then you can trust him that he wants to do you a favor as well. So the person who is a Baal Chesed, he doesn't make cheshbonis. He just wants to provide and wants to do good. And I thought that that explains the approach of Eliezer. When Eliezer says that the person will come forward, and the lady will say, "Begam ligmalecha ashke." As long as Eliezer is there, and he's there from a different place, and he has quite a retinue with him, and he has, looks like, a fair amount of wealth with him. So how is he supposed to know whether Rivka really wants to do good, or whether Rivka wants to seize an opportunity? So that's what Eliezer figures out. He says that once she provides for Eliezer and says, "V'gam ligmalecha," says, "Oysa achachta." Why is that? Because that is what a Baal Chesed is. A person who just wants to provide and wants to do good things. And that's what he was looking for a zivug for Yitzchak. I saw in several places that, I think it was Chesko Levenstein, I think it was the Tkuf that he was in the Mir, but I'm not sure. Maybe later in Panovich. So they say about Chesko Levenstein that he looked different on Shabbos. I think Rav Volbe also writes in one of his Svarim that a new Talmud came into the yeshiva, and even after he had heard a shmuz in the Shkiach, when he came to the Beis Medrash on Shabbos, he inquired who was the individual sitting up front. And he couldn't believe it was the Mashkiach, because he was during the week he was drawn and spent and exhausted, and Shabbos he looked different. So one Friday, they found that the Mashkiach came in, and he came in as drawn and as spent as he was during the week. And after Kabbalah Shabbos, tomorrow, they asked him, why is this Shabbos different? So he explained to them that he had received some news about, I think some Russian, I think maybe an author or something who had died before Shabbos. And he wasn't a person who was at all close with Klal Yisrael. But for some reason, when Mashkiach heard the news, he was an empathetic person. He was attuned to people's tzar. So it didn't matter whether it was the tzar or a person very close to him. But that's the person is b'teva. And that's that might be why Chazal stress that yofes yichosin shel avdei yoves, that Torah spends so much time describing the events of Eliezer, as the Gemara says, much more than many, many halachis in Torah Shebichsav. And the way I understand it is yofes yichosin shel avdei yoves, because when you listen to Eliezer, so then you see the impact of the Shmiras and Mitzvahs, of all the Mitzvahs that are even written cryptically. Because the way he speaks, Emet Avram Anoichi, with humility, he speaks about how Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of him, and he has the attitudes, he's absorbed the attitudes of Avram Avinu. Yofes yichos shel avdei yoves, because you see how Avram Avinu was able to create an entire culture around him, so that Eliezer was able to absorb all of the accomplishments of Avram Avinu. Ravoli writes, he writes in it, a new sefer came out recently with the vadim that he gave, and he writes that the Torah spends a great deal of time discussing the chasodim of Avram Avinu. So we understand that we have an entire parsha about the Akedah. Akedah is Mesiris Nefesh and Kamo, the strength of Amunah that is expressed at every step of the Akedah. But what do we gain by hearing about the details of Avram's chesed with Malachim? Every step is described. Every dish is described. Shlomo says that a Baal chesed, and the chesed of Avraham Avinu, is a chesed that is born out of the same Amunah that's expressed by the Akedah. So Avraham Avinu understood, he was, through his own machshav, was able to figure out. He was able to understand there was a Borei Olam. But once he came to understand that, through his own searching, his own understanding, that there was a Borei Olam, and that Borei Olam had to be omnipotent, had to be, had to have an infinitely powerful. So at the same time he came to understand, the same exploration of Amunah, the same exploration of faith which brought him to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu exists, had to bring him to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world only to do to be a native, to provide. Because the same svara which showed him that there had to be a Borei Olam, and that he had to be, and the Borei Olam had to be all powerful, that same svara, same step, had to teach him that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's, for it's Baal Korcho, is a, did everything lehitiv, to do good. So Avram Avinu's chesed was not only born out of a way of opening up people to the messages that he wanted to teach, but it was emuna lamasa. It was the next step. It was the practical application of all of the philosophical exploration that he went through. So when he practiced acts of chesed, so that was like the Akedah. Because it was putting in lamasa, it was actualizing, it was concretizing the same philosophical strength and sources which brought about the Akedah. So that's what you can have in the same parsha. You can have the same parsha, The chesed of Avraham is the same parasha of the Akedah. I was thinking that this tchuna of Avraham Avinu is how the Ramban explains Vashem Beirachas Avraham Bakoil. So Ramban explains a strange medrash that Bakoil was a daughter named Bakoil. So he quotes Chazal, a very cryptic Chazal, that at first this midah, Ramban says, was the midah of Toiv Bakoil. The midah, the ultimate of Chesed. It was the emes of Chesed. So then the Ramban says, at first it was like a daughter, then it was like a sister, then it became like a mother. So Ezra Advarim is that the midah of giving, of providing. So for Avraham Avinu, first it was something that he took on, and that he took care of. It was a midah which he adopted, like a bas, like a daughter, and nurtured the midah. But ultimately, it overwhelmed him, and it drove everything which Avraham did. He became a person that was driven entirely by providing, by chesed. That's by koil. The midah of emes, which the Ramban says is the ultimate of chesed, was the driving force in Avraham Avinu. That's why the pasuk that introduces the search for Rivka is Vashem Beirachas Avraham Bakoil. Because Avraham became overwhelmed and entirely driven. Because that was the way he could express his emunah in the sharpest way. And that's why Eliezer had to find a person that wasn't only did chesed, but was b'teva. That it was something that was entirely part of her. Just a few weeks ago, I was leafing through the Aleinu Shaveyach of Zilberstein. And he has one of the, is a page or two where he discusses what he discussed with the Talmidim at the beginning of the Zman. And he discusses about what a person is trying to accomplish, discuss Chavrusas. And then he discussed, and then he said, but you also have to realize that you're part of a tzibur when you're in the yeshiva. You're part of a kehillah in the yeshiva. And that means you have responsibilities towards the tzibur. And I thought that's a good idea for us to focus on when we're going through these parashas of chesed. The Hamikdavar writes, beginning of last week's parasha, when the Rashi says, Gonol, when Rashi quotes the Gemara, Gonol hachnosas orchim gedolim mikabolos panei Hashchina. And Rashi says that Avraham Avinu took leave of the Rebbeinu Shalom in order to greet the orchim. So Hamikdavar says, by what justification? How could we have a rule, Oisik mitzvot on a mitzvah? So he's Oisik bin mitzvah and Kabbalah is Pnei Shechina. Hamikdavar is an approach. He says that the Kabbalah is Pnei Shechina is like Talmud Torah. So we usually understand when it comes to Talmud Torah, we have a mitzvah, we have a halacha that in mi efshar lasos adei acherim. So then we have to take off some time from learning to take care of whatever that mitzvah of tzarech is. So the Siv looked a little bit differently. He looked at it that Talmud Torah was this ongoing, ever-present mitzvah. And he said, every so often you have a mitzvah, which is what we call a mitzvah veris. So he says, Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina was Talmud Torah. That's an ongoing, ever-present mitzvah. The Orchim was a mitzvah veris. So I think that's important for us to keep in mind. For us, what the years that we're in yeshiva, so learning is the beginning, the end, it's the measure of what we're accomplishing in yeshiva. That's the overwhelming mitzvah to accomplish in learning itself, and in Havana, and in depth, and understanding. But it's also every so often a mitzvah veris. And since we're part of a tzibur, we have an achrayas They have a mitzvah beres demar, by way of example. But it's an important example to focus on. Talmidim who could do very well if we would extend ourselves to them. If we would invite them to learn for half an hour. Otherwise, it wouldn't be in the base of Medrash. Talmidim who may be in the base of Medrash in the morning, and Talmidim who are not in the base of Medrash in the morning. We have several of the shiurim have chavrusas on Thursday with Talmidim in the yeshiva that and not in the base of Medrash in the morning. And that half hour is just a remarkable half hour. It's a half hour because one sees ba'ayin how Talmud Torah connects people that otherwise would not be connected. It's a fascinating half hour. Because everything that we often think about Talmud Torah, everything that we sometimes observe, we palm to palm, we see mamish b'mole ayin, how people can sit down together and in a few moments have a chevershaft and learn, and there's a vibrant base of medrash. And it's only because somehow a tremendous siyata d'shmaya that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah can connect, can pull. So I think that's something we should focus on. That the midah of chesed, just as we are our years in yeshiva, years where we primarily focus on developing ourselves to be talmidei chachamim, to be people who are deep in understanding of Torah. But it's the years when we also work on other tchunas as well to make sure that they're well placed. And it's true about trying to make sure that we are not only goyim lechasodim, but we are bali chasodim b'teva. That becomes a part of who we are and how we react, and that we have while we're here, overwhelmingly we are involved in kavolas v'nei shechina. But there are mitzvahs oivris all over the place. Some of those mitzvahs oivris are other individuals for whom, if they have a connection with us while they're here in yeshiva, then it'll be an entirely different person, an entirely different experience in yeshiva. We should try to, again, without compromising too much on one's learning, always with the aces of one's own Rebbe. But try to look around to see who else we can bring into the Beis HaMedrash. Who else we can just learn with. Again, half an hour makes a huge difference. Huge difference, and make a huge difference to everyone who extends himself. And it'll make a huge difference to the those who feel a sense of ava, a sense of concern, and it'll make a huge impact on making a culture of chesed that Avram wants us to have, as we see from the parsha.